Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. This show today is going to be very, very personal, and I'm going to do something I've never done before in 18 years. I'm going to repeat the first half of this show, the second half of the show, because I think what I have to talk about is something I want you to listen to. I don't want you to take notes. I just want you to listen. I've got a lot to talk about in my 26 minutes, and I hope you'll take the time to focus on this show for a little bit and listen to what I'm going to say, because what I'm going to say is completely from the heart, completely based on what I've been doing for 25 years and its impact on people's lives. And I hope you'll listen, and I hope you'll listen with your hearts and your minds, but I want you to listen. It's important what I'm going to say. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Glad to have you with us. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're doing. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your request. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. Then everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or other advice. The reason I have to say that is there's some idiot out there who wants me to say that. Instead of just being able to tell you what's going on, we have to first tell you all that other baloney. So let me get to the subject. A couple things, and you can re-listen to this show later if you want to on my website. You can go to assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You can listen to my podcast, you can listen to this radio show, you can listen to my archived radio shows. Send this radio show, tell other people to listen to today's show. It's important that you do so. You can also go to my website and sign up for my next workshop. If you've not been to a workshop, you need to get there, because what I'm going to talk about today will impact your life. Guaranteed. It will impact everyone's life, and you will not be prepared for it. Most of you listening today are not prepared for what I'm going to talk about today. And you're going to have a decision to make. You can go through life and pretend it's never going to happen and pretend that you're going to live the exempt life, or that this is going to happen in your family and to your friends and to the people that you love. Okay. What else? My phone number, 800-999-8007, 800-999-0007. And when we're done with this show, I suggest you go to my website and buy my book. My book is only $15. It's brand new. It's been out for a week. You can buy it on my website. You can go to assetsandaging.com. It's only an e-form, but you can print it out in a PDF form. It's also available in Nook and Kindle, and you can download it and you can read it, and it will help you understand what I'm talking about today. Okay, there's so many places to start, but I really want you to listen. I went out to a birthday party the other night. My wife and I did. Somebody having a birthday party. A longtime friend. And we went to the birthday party, and we had a good time. And the food was good, and the friendship and the fellowship was good. And we got home, and getting ready to go to bed, and the phone rang. It was late at night. And it was a very good friend of mine. Probably my best friend. And the phone call was that in an ambulance on the way following a spouse who was on the way to the hospital. So we jumped in the car And we went to the hospital. And we got to the hospital about 10 or 11 o'clock that night. And we were at the hospital until about midnight, 12:30. And at 3:30 in the morning, my best friend's spouse was gone, was dead. That all happened in the course of 6, 7, 8 hours. Now, my friend's spouse had been ill for a little while, not very long, a little while. And we knew we would have to deal with illness. But within a matter of hours, life had changed for everybody. For you see, my friend has a debilitating illness. And the person that was going to be the caregiver was now gone. The children don't live close. Within a matter of hours, in fact, we had had dinner with them 2 days before, less than 2 days before. The reality is that we all face this stuff every day. It has happened to every single person listening to me today. If death has not entered your family, you are very lucky. But for most of you, your grandma and grandpas have died, your parents have died. I'm entering a generation in which my friends are going to begin to die. It is going to happen to you with certainty. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for what's going to happen to you and your loved ones as you get older? I'm going to spend the next few minutes emphasizing this entire concept of you are not prepared. You are not ready for this. You have not thought about it. The reason I know that is for 25 years, I have had families coming to my office who have had a storm of stuff happen to them, none of which they were prepared for, all of which they knew was coming. I had somebody in my office yesterday, and a spouse is ill, a spouse has dementia, the spouse has been in a boarding care for a long time, all the money's gone. The daughter and the other spouse were in my office going, what do we do? We've applied for VA benefits. When I look at their VA paperwork, they've applied for the wrong program. They applied for Medi-Cal benefits. They applied for the wrong program and they were denied. So there's no money left. They don't have a house, live in an apartment. All the money's gone. It happens every day, and you're not prepared for it. In this family, it's been going on for 3 years. They've been listening to my program for 3 years. They thought it wouldn't get so bad. I'm here to tell you today that it's going to get worse than you ever imagined. Bob, you're being very blunt today. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I've been seeing the same stuff for 25 years, and I've been seeing this Pollyanna-ish approach to it that, oh, it can't be that bad. It's worse than you can imagine. I wish you could sit with my families that sit there and tell me the agony that they're going through watching grandma die slowly in a nursing home, or dad who can't think anymore, or who doesn't recognize family members. And yet everybody's just hoping it's going to get better. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not going to get better. For some of you, this is very harsh and you're going to turn me off, and that's okay. But for some of you, you're going to listen to me because this is going on in your family right now. I had somebody else in my office in the last... I wish I could just pull files, folks, and go through them. And this week... The state of California filed claims, I know this for a fact, against two families. who were in nursing homes. One of them for $135,000, the other one for $315,000. Now, you all heard it was over. There were no more claims. Well, I'm telling you that this week I saw two claims totaling almost $500,000. People who were in nursing homes, the state of California is going after them for $500,000. You think I'm making this up? I'm not. One of them is in Fresno County, one of them is in Sacramento County. This stuff is happening all the time. People, I told you, one of the people came to my office, they needed Medi-Cal, they applied for Medi-Cal, they were denied because they applied for the wrong program, and nobody at Medi-Cal told them that they had applied for the wrong program. Nobody. Nobody pointed out that, oh, by the way, this is the wrong program, you need to apply for this program. Nobody. The other person actually went to the VA and got the paperwork, got all the wrong paperwork. Had nothing to do with the program they were applying for. I have a son trying to take care of a mother. The poor guy is so stressed out, he can hardly sit still in a chair. If you've never tried to take care of someone 24 hours a day, then you cannot imagine what it is like. I guess my plea to you today is, when are you going to be willing to admit that what's going on in your family is going to deteriorate? And you think you have control of it, and I'm telling you, you don't. One person came in this week trying to deal with a spouse, and they had been to an attorney, and the attorney, by the way, listen to this now, they had been to an attorney, and the attorney had done a trust for just the husband. The problem is, it's a second marriage, and the wife owns the house as her separate property. The trust is not going to help him at all. Not at all. He has no place to live when his wife dies. And by the way, she can no longer sign documents. This kind of stuff is happening every single day, and I can go on and I can go on and I can go on and I can go on. There's a lobbying organization, a big lobbying organization up in Washington, the state of Washington, that is lobbying Congress and the administration to make the home no longer an exempt resource, which means if you ever needed long-term care, you would not be able to protect your home. I'm sitting here looking at the article. And they're lobbying Congress heavily, both parties. They're lobbying Congress heavily to make sure that the home is no longer a protected asset if you need Medi-Cal or Medicaid. There are new VA rules pending that are going to create a 30-month or 3-year look back before you can get VA benefits. There are new Medi-Cal regulations pending that will go after life insurance policies. This stuff is going on all around you. And the reality is that your parents are more likely than ever, and your grandparents and you, to need care. Why? Because we live longer. We live to the point where we cannot take care of ourselves. I'd like you to do an exercise for me. I'd like you to think of somebody in your family that's getting a little older, maybe already failing. And I'd like you to think about that person and picture them in your mind. If you're driving down a road, don't close your eyes. And I'd like you to picture them in your brain. And I'd like you to picture them as they were 10 years ago. And I'd like you to picture them as they are today, or 5 years ago, or whatever. And then I want you to move that picture forward, and at their current rate of decline, tell me what they're going to be in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, tell me if it's going to be better or worse. Tell me if you're going to be more or less able to deal with their needs. Let me tell you how unprepared you are to change your mother's diapers. Let me tell you how unprepared you are to have your father urinate in the chair that he's sitting in because he thinks he's in the bathroom. Well, Bob, that's highly insensitive. No, it's true. It's true. Let me tell you what it's like when you go to your dad's house and he's standing there with no clothes on because he's forgotten how to dress. Let me tell you, how many more of these stories do you want me to tell? I've been doing this for 25 years, and I have finally reached the point where at almost age 72, I am done with excuses, and I am done with trying to sugarcoat this issue. You need to go read Dr. Gawande's book on being mortal, and you need to buy my book, Navigating Frailty. You can get my book online at my website, assetsandaging.com. It's only $15. Buy it today. Read it. And then do something. For crying out loud, do something. I have people come to my workshops. I'm going to stop doing this. I allow people right now to come to my workshops more than once. I'm not going to do that anymore. People who come to my workshops are usually there for a reason. There's somebody in their life they're worried about, they're concerned about. And I've had people come back to the workshops 2, 3, 4, 5 times without doing anything. And I finally asked them, why do you keep coming here? Well, you know, my mom, well, I understand, but why do you keep coming here? Do you think by coming to this seminar, your mom's suddenly going to get better? Your dad's suddenly not going to not change his underwear for a week? Do you think that's all going to happen because you come to the seminar? Or do you think it's because you're going to take some action that you're going to get this fixed? Look at your family honestly. Please. Bob, it's too painful to think about. I just can't think about it. But you are thinking about it. You're thinking about it every time you see your mom or your dad or your grandma and grandpa or your spouse or whoever it is. You're thinking about it. And what you're thinking is, I can't do anything because I'm frozen in time because of guilt. I feel guilty about this. It's happening all around you. Everybody's going through this. Families everywhere are going through this. The problem is there's so many people doing this and there's so many people out there giving advice that 90% of the advice you get is junk, and people get so confused they don't know what to do. My client this week who walked in and it applied for both veterans benefits and Medi-Cal benefits, both of which were done incorrectly. Because somebody told him to go do it this way, and in both cases, it was done incorrectly. And so as a result, they were denied benefits. And so they think there's no benefits available, when in fact they are, but it was just done incorrectly, based on the advice of somebody else. An attorney telling a spouse that they could do a trust all themselves, even though their other spouse is the one that owns the house. You're getting an enormous amount of misinformation and junk. If at some point you have got to sit down at a table with the family and say, we have to get control of this. We have to get control of this. We have to put whatever fears and guilt and all of that aside and go, we have to get control of this because this is going to just get, as my mom used to say, worser and worser. And if we don't get control of this, we're going to lose control of this, and then circumstance will take over. I have a client that tried to go in and take care of his parents. Thought they were doing the right thing. One of the parents has dementia. That parent called Adult Protective Services because they thought there were strangers in the house. So now Adult Protective Services is involved. When are you going to sit up in your chair, listen, and go, we have to take care of this? How do you take care of it? Well, get a plan going. Develop when you go shopping, you develop a shopping list. You have a plan. Most people start the day with a plan for the day. I got to go to the doctor. I got to do this. I got to go do this. I got to go buy food. I got to go, pay the electric bill, whatever it is. What's your plan for taking care of that person in your family that you were just thinking of? Call this phone number. Call it now. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. That's my office here in Sacramento. Get on the phone and do one of two things. Call me and set up an appointment and come in and see me. It's free. Or get to my workshop on the 3rd of June at 10 o'clock here in Sacramento. You can call and make a reservation. Or you can go to my website and make a reservation. Calling is easy. 800-999-8007. And I can promise you this. When you leave my office, you will have in place a plan that will make life better for your family. Whatever their circumstance is, I can also tell you this, that there is no one-size-fits-all plan. Every family is different. The dynamic in every family is different. 800-999-8007. I'm just begging you to begin to look at what's going on in your family honestly and quit pretending that it's going to be something other than it is. Because all of you are going to have what happened to me this week. And by the way, this isn't the only time this has happened. But 1 minute, somebody's alive. 6 hours later, they're deceased. And their ill spouse no longer has a caregiver. That is going to happen to you. You are going to be in that crisis situation with someone in your family. When that crisis happens, if it's not happening already, and for many of you it's happening as I'm talking, what's your plan? Can you go to the shelf and pull the plan off the wall and say, here's our plan, here's what we're going to do, here's who's in charge, Johnny, you're going to go do this, Phyllis, you're going to go do this, and here's what we're going to do, and here's how we're going to take care of mom or dad, and here's where they're going to go, and here's how we're going to pay for it, and here's where the money's going to come from, and we have all of that ready to go? Or are you going to lose it all? Which is basically what happened to one of the people that came in to see me this week. They've lost it all. Actually, that's twice this week that it's happened, where people have lost it all because they had no plan. And two people who thought they had a plan, the state of California is now suing them for $500,000 to get the money back through a Medi-Cal estate recovery. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Get on the phone. Get into my office. Begin to take care of the problem in your family today. Not my family, your neighbor's family, your family. Get to the workshop on June 3rd today by making a reservation. I'll send you some tickets. But stop waiting for something to happen. Remember, hope is not a plan. Hope basically means I'm doing nothing. If you're hoping it's all going to get better, it means you're doing nothing. Move to doing something. You are all going to face death and disability. Are you prepared? Are you prepared that long-term care can go on for 8 to 10 years? Are you prepared for the enormous financial and emotional cost? If you're not, get in to see me now. Call me now. Get in. Set up a plan so that your family is prepared for the inevitable. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Call me today. Get in to see me. Get to the workshop. But take action today. Do not wait until tomorrow. We'll see you in just a few minutes. Have a great day.